Submissions by international filmmakers hoping to have their work projected during the festival totaled more than 2,000. That's almost double the number of U.S. film submissions.
Γυναίκα μου, εδώ και αρκετό καιρό βρίσκεται σε κρίσιμη κατάσταση σε κόμμα. Και οι γιατροί δεν είναι.
Director Babas Margaritis traveled from Greece to promote the film Pity.
Oh, it's a very nice word. It's ictus. It's sympathy. The one kind is that you give pity to someone and you feel okay doing that. Okay, you see a poor guy in the street and you give him some money and you feel okay about yourself. Okay, it's like you do it for the other, but in a way you do it for yourself. Okay, and in the other kind of pity is that what our movie explores is that the pity that you receive and you feel okay. Okay, this is the main idea that our movie explores, what people do to receive pity from others.
This film was co-written by Ethemis Philippou, known for past Sundance favorites, including Dogtooth and The Lobster, sideways portrayals of Greek tragedy themes. Together, he and Makridis are hoping to court the American audience with a story of sadness, replaced by joy, and then an overwhelming yearning by the character to go back to his previous mournful state.
It's a comedy, okay? It's a black comedy, I think. Absolutely, I want people to laugh with that, because life is a comedy, I think, in a way. So I think it's an optimistic movie, in a way.
The undertones of pity eventually lead to a lesson in madness. And there really is no reason to party during this depiction of ways someone's intense drive to be pitied can be psychologically and ultimately physically harmful. We watch as a small-time lawyer, played by Yanis Drakopoulos, finds fulfillment in the routine of visiting his comatose wife, enjoying the daily citrus pound cake gifted to him and his son by a caring neighbor, and then regular sobs that serve as a release from the pain he's feeling.
He's happy when he's not happy, and he's unhappy when he's happy. And when he's happy, okay, in the second part of the movie, doesn't have the ability to cry. And he starts to do things to be sad. Cry for him is, like a drug, maybe.
When his wife returns home from the hospital, little is said as we watch the 45-year-old invent ways to attract the pity that he's come to enjoy so much. And at one point, the well-groomed head of the household even drops the beloved family pet, a dog named Cookie, from a boat into the ocean, trying desperately to evoke a reaction from family and friends. As it's then we begin to realize this man is losing control of himself. Even weeks after viewing the film, I find myself wondering in detail about when the crazy actually began for this family. It's easy to assume it started when the wife returns home from the hospital, but then it occurs to me that we never really learned how her accident happened, how she fell and injured her head. Was it really an accident, or was it the result of an addiction?
I don't want to say what happens, no. I want to leave it open to the audience to imagine what happens behind closed door. And that's the great thing about art, I think.
Oh, and Cookie the dog does return at the end of the film. You get to decide how what would be considered a family moment for most, the family pet's return, might affect a man determined to make sure to destroy any happy moment that arrives. I'm Carrie Bringhurst with Utah Public Radio.